Conversation 1.
Is your flight out of LaGuardia or JFK?
LaGuardia, at 8:38 tomorrow morning, but I have to check in by 6:30.
So we should leave home by 5:45.
Yeah, because even though I have a reservation, they could sell my seat if I arrive late. Question 1. Does she have a reservation for the flight? Conversation 2.
I wish my vacation started tomorrow.
When does it start?
Mid-August. That's 6 weeks from now.
It'll come sooner than you think. Question 2. Is he on vacation now? Conversation 3.
Where were you? I've been waiting for over an hour.
I'm sorry. There was a terrible traffic jam. Question 3. Was he expecting her? Conversation 4.
I hope your dinner tastes better than mine.
I'm afraid not. It's way too salty.
And everything is overpriced.
We'll go somewhere else next time. Question 4. Do they like the restaurant? Conversation 5.
I'm really disappointed with your work.
I'm doing my best, Mr. Jones.
Well, you'll just have to do better.
Question 5. Is he satisfied with the woman's work? Conversation 6.
How about going to the beach this weekend?
Sounds good. It's supposed to be really hot.
Is it going to rain?
It's not supposed to, according to the weather forecast. Question 6. Is she afraid it's going to rain? Conversation 7.
Okay. Well, the reason everything looks blurry is because you need glasses.
I thought maybe that was the problem. Can I get contacts instead of glasses?
I don't recommend it with your particular problem. Try the glasses for 6 months and then come back for a recheck. It's possible that we'll be able to do laser surgery and then you won't need glasses at all.
Question 7. Is he an eye doctor? Conversation 8.
Can I see your seat check, please?
Sure, here it is.
You're supposed to be in the aisle seat, ma'am, not the window.
Sorry about that. I couldn't really understand the little pictures up there. Question 8. Are they in a theater? Conversation 9.
I'm afraid we cannot give you a refund, ma'am. Store credit only.
That's ridiculous. This printer is brand new and it doesn't work. I didn't break it.
I understand, ma'am, but that is store policy. We'd be happy to exchange it for a new printer.
I don't want anything from this store. It's probably all broken, just like this printer. I just want my money back. Question 9. Was she polite? Conversation 10.
Did you hear? One of our neighbors was murdered last night.
Murdered? You've got to be kidding.
I'm totally serious. I saw a police officer outside the guy's apartment, and he told me.
That's terrible. I thought this was such a safe neighborhood.
It is. The murder wasn't just random. The guy's wife killed him.
Question 10. Was the woman surprised by the news? Conversation 11.
What's that noise?
The next door neighbor's leaf blower.
But it's 7 a.m. on Sunday. That's much too early for him to be doing that.
I know. He does it every Sunday. We had a neighborhood meeting here last week and told him we wanted him to stop.
And?
And he refused. Question 11. Is the neighbor doing yard work? Conversation 12. What's wrong? You look unhappy.
I cannot get the DVD to work. It was fine yesterday.
Maybe the kids broke it.
No, they didn't touch it. Our room was locked, so they couldn't get in.
Well, I guess that's what happens with these machines. They just break. Question 12. Did the kids break the DVD? Conversation 13.
Guess who showed up on my doorstep yesterday?
Who?
Mike Jones.
No way. I haven't seen him for 10 years at least.
Me neither. It was great to see him.
Question 13. Was the man expecting Mike's visit last night? Conversation 14. What are you watching?
Your favorite sitcom.
Oh, yeah. And I haven't seen this episode yet. Question 14. Is he watching a soap opera? Conversation 15.
So, did you find your glasses?
Yes. It turns out they were in my desk drawer.
But I thought you looked there and didn't find them.
I went back and looked more carefully, and there they were. Question 15. Were the woman's glasses broken? Conversation 16. Do you want to play tennis tomorrow?
No, tennis isn't really up my alley.
What sports do you like?
Football and ping pong.
Question 16. Does the man like to play tennis? Conversation 17.
Jane asks so many personal questions. It drives me crazy.
I know. She has no respect for people's privacy. Question 17. Is Jane a busybody? Conversation 18. Are you anxious about your presentation tomorrow?
Very. I'm not at all prepared, and I know I'm going to do a terrible job.
You should have more confidence in yourself. You always do a good job. Question 18. Is he nervous? Conversation 19.
I got fired today.
Fired? Are you kidding?
No, I'm dead serious.
Question 19. Is she shocked? Conversation 20.
Two kids were fighting at school and I had to break it up.
Why were they fighting?
One said the other had stolen his lunch.
Did anyone get hurt?
No, I stopped them in time.
Question 20. Did the man break up a fight? Conversation 21. Okay, kids, get in your pajamas.
Do as your mother tells you, and brush your teeth.
We'll come up in a minute to say goodnight. Question 21. Is it morning? Conversation 22.
There's a strange man across the street. He keeps walking up and down the block and looking at the houses.
What do you think he's doing?
I think he's up to no good.
Should we call the police? Question 22. Do they think the strange man might be a new neighbor? Conversation 23. I got mugged on my way home.
What? What happened?
A man grabbed my bag and threatened me with a knife.
Oh my goodness. Are you hurt?
No, I gave him my bag and he ran away. Question 23. Was the woman's bag stolen? Conversation 24.
Can you please toss me a pen?
I'm afraid it might hit you in the eye.
Don't worry. I'll catch it.
Why don't you just walk over here and get it?
I'm too lazy.
Question 24. Does the man want a pen? Conversation 25. I told Tom I was too busy to have lunch with him, and then I ran into him in the cafeteria when I was having lunch with Anna.
How embarrassing. What did he say?
Nothing. He just looked at me and walked away. Question 25. Was the woman furious? Conversation 26.
I can't get my photos to download onto my computer.
Did you read the instruction manual?
Yes, 20 times, and I'm following the instructions exactly. But it still isn't working.
Maybe the camera's broken.
But it's brand new. I just got it a month ago.
Question 26. Is the man frustrated? Conversation 27.
How was the movie?
So funny. I laughed all the way through it.
Well, that's great. Maybe I'll see it this weekend.
Question 27. Was the movie a comedy? Conversation 28. Happy birthday. Here, open your present.
A new iPod. Thanks. It is exactly what I wanted.
Oh, good. I really wanted to get you something you liked. Question 28. Is she thoughtful? Conversation 29.
I can't seem to get a hang of our new phone system at work.
Is it very complicated?
For me, it is. I don't know how to do conference calls or get my voicemail.
Your old system was so easy.
Yeah, I'm so sorry we changed.
Question 29. Does the man know how to use the new phone system? Conversation 30.
I was the first person in my family to go to college.
Really? Why didn't your older brother go?
My parents didn't have enough money to send both of us, so he told them to send me instead.
How nice of him. Question 30. Did the man's brother make a sacrifice for him?